The average virus is too tiny to see under a microscope, but some newly discovered viruses are huge, relatively speaking, and they've got scientists puzzled. NPR's Raelynn Bishel reports on the efforts to find out where these giant viruses come from.
Viruses are supposed to be small and simple, minimalist envelopes of genetic code. They're really parasites that use our cells to do things like move and reproduce. It's debatable whether they're even alive. But these viruses are Godzillas by comparison. They're so big they actually got mistaken for bacteria, which are free-living organisms. Eugene Koonin says, don't worry, there's no evidence that they can make people sick.
As far as we know for the time being, those giant viruses only make tiny little creatures sick.
Creatures like amoebas. Researchers like Koonin, who's an evolutionary biologist at the National Institutes of Health, really want to know how these oddballs came to exist in the first place. As Koonin and his colleagues write in the journal Science, a new kind of giant virus that they found in wastewater in Austria might help answer the question.
This virus looks even much, much more cell-like than any previously discovered one.
By cell-like, Koonin means that these newly found virus species are literally as big as cells. But that's not all. They also contain a lot of the same genetic information that cells use to copy DNA and multiply. Viruses can't multiply on their own. That's why they invade organisms, so they can take over their systems to reproduce. So where did these giant viruses get all those genes? Koonin says probably from organisms they've invaded.
Yes, that's what we propose.
The researchers think that giant viruses likely started out as regular small viruses, ones that began hoarding bits and pieces of genetic material from the hosts they infected, and grew and grew until they were huge. But others in the field, like Chantal Abergel, aren't convinced.
We do think the opposite way. We think that viruses were complex at the very beginning.
Abergel studies giant viruses at the National Center for Scientific Research in Marseille, France. She wasn't involved in the paper. And she's sticking to another hypothesis, one in which giant viruses didn't start small and get big, but instead started out enormous as actual cellular life forms and then slimmed down over many generations. Some have proposed that they might even have originated from an entirely different form of life that no longer exists on the planet.
We all have questions about how they evolved, what is their origin, and how they contributed to life and the evolution of life on Earth.
But she and others maintain this paper doesn't conclusively answer that question. After all, the vast majority of giant virus genes have totally unknown purposes. And Abergel says they're unlike anything else in the viral and the living world. Raelynn Bishel, NPR News.